For years, Ketchikan lakes tested fine for coliform, but in 2011 there was a sudden spike and the levels haven't gone down. A big problem with that is the Federal Environmental Protection Agency has strict rules about coliform. If the city can't get the levels down, it's going to be forced to filter. The city isn't worried about its ability to treat water that has high levels of coliform. It's what happens if the system fails. And that's something Ketchikan has a little experience with. Here's Water Division Manager John Kleiniger speaking to the council.
Back in 84, you remember when you went out to the Carolina area, when you pulled a glass of water, it was about the color of a weak tea. And the disinfection process there was not really sufficient, and there were over 200 people that were sick.
That incident prompted the city to stop using Carlana Lake as a water source. Councilmember Bob Sievertson noted that the city has a known problem with its water at Ketchikan Lakes and is moving forward with a study in order to see what could be done to fix it.
But having seen all this thing as we go forward, one of the things I would like to see at some point is for our management, our water division to, over the next couple of months, 3 months, whatever it is, to look at what filtration would look like for us.
City Manager Carl Amelon said he can do that. Amelon also talked about the city's new chloramine treatment system, which he stressed is unrelated to the coliform issue. The city recently started using chloramine, a mixture of chlorine and ammonia, to treat its water in order to reduce levels of EPA-regulated byproducts. Those byproducts form when chlorine comes in contact with organic material. Amelon says the first test results are in. The byproducts now are below the thresholds, but it's close, too close. As the weather warms up, he says the levels likely will rise, so they've come up with a plan that they hope will keep the numbers down.
We're going to reduce, and this is layman's terms, we're going to reduce the amount of chlorine on the front end, and then we'll make it up on the back end. By doing that, it's less time for the chlorine to react with the organics. When you put it back in, you do it at approximately the area of chloramination. That could drop us down even more than where we are now.
Also during the meeting, the council deferred a motion to use $183,000 worth of reserves to help pay for increased employee health insurance costs. Council members asked Amelon to come back with suggested budget cuts instead of dipping into reserves. Amelon warned that they might not like his suggestions.
I can recommend a series of cuts that I, as manager, believe would be appropriate to fund this. I know going into that exercise that those cuts are probably not going to be endorsed by the council, because I've recommended them in the past, and the council has not signed off.
Councilmember Deanne Carlson said maybe he could provide more options than in the past for the council to consider. The council also deferred action on a compensation plan that would increase salary costs to the city. It will come back to the council during budget time in the fall. During council comments at the end of the meeting, Councilmember Matt Olson suggested that the city place an item on the next City-Borough Cooperative Relations Committee meeting agenda that would offer ballot initiatives transferring library, solid waste, museum, civic center, and harbor powers to the borough. Olson's proposal was prompted by a recent controversy over borough funding for the city-run library. Amelon clarified what transferring those powers could mean.
If you're asking the borough to assume those powers on an area-wide basis, then all the assets as well as the liabilities would go. So in the case of the library, it would be the debt. In the case of the solid waste, it'd be solid waste reserves would be going with them. Same with the harbors.
Olson's suggestion received the support of 4 council members, so it will go to the committee for discussion. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.